bitch. What's up, Legos, baby? Kiss it.
When you hear the sound of the bell.
When
you hear the sound of the bell. One day, monkey go, go market. He go still come back. No, this one they come back because
so I'm a monkey.
You know, in roadway back.
So I'm a monkey now.
No, I just did talk ammo.
One day, monkey go and say this one. So this,
this
is
this monkey go market can come back. Oh.
Black lives matter.
Black lives
just
matter.
Just know that.
What am I?
You can. I don't
what
know.
What I is?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Black lives matter.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. What's up, Lego? Yeah.
Cheers to life. Ambulance.
Hey.
Good morning, Lagos. Stretch is back. Stretch is back. All the lovers of Stretch that have been begging me. Stretch.
She sent me on an errand. I just like people talking. They sent me on an errand. This is announcing flight 3242. Another one is the pilots. When they go, the pilots going to somewhere. We're going to find us. We
want to come down. I'm
going to be coming down. Enjoy your flight. Are you okay?
Excuse me. Can you rewind it?
Can you say what you
in
said?
Slow motion.
Thank you for choosing. Enjoy your flight.
What's up, Lagos? What's up?
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Good morning, Lagos.
We're back. We're back.
A lot has happened in 24 hours. I'm particularly perturbed about a story that I heard on social media yesterday.
Well, our heart goes out to the Adeleke family.
Yeah.
And I think this is one too many. I mean, like, the celebrities, we heard Dibanj's issue, a couple of these, same thing. And this is time for us to just leave them out of our things we say. This is a very, very, very tough moment for
them. Just say a prayer for them, say wherever a prayer,
let
you
it
are.
Go. Forget about the how, the who, the what.
Yeah.
Just let's, we wish them well.
Oh, man.
Wish them well.
It's, time
it's just, something I didn't even want to read this.
It's
story.
Heavy on my heart. It I mean, when I saw the tweets and people were speculating, I just said, no, please God. I prayed. I just really prayed that, you know, it was not true. I really hoped that it was just one of those things that people peddle. But I'm a little down this morning. I'm so sorry, guys. But I feel really...
But we will do the show. But our prayers go out to them.
Yeah.
And if you are one that knows or one that goes on social media, just stay out of that space right
for
now.
For a bit.
Just send them a prayer. And this is not time to rationalize or say anything you want to say.
Mm-mm.
Just wish them well. All right?
No,
can we do that?
No need to trade blames.
Yeah.
All right. Good morning, Lagos. My name is Mary Anna Cohn. My very ebullient partner is back from the jungle.
Yeah, from the jungle.
Did we hear that's that? Why I sent you to.
I went to the jungle.
You wanted to see the lions, and I allowed you to go see
do
the
selfie
lion.
With lion.
You
okay.
Take a selfie.
And yes, I did. Sure. And by the time I came back, you guys have drank all the fuel in Lagos. In Nigeria,
my
finished
dear.
It. Thank God. As I was even coming, president was leaving. He was going to.
So people
jam yourself. I'm going overseas to take my operation. All right, so we start the show this lovely morning, 14 minutes past the hour. So let's move on, all right? First, we start with Sound Off. And when we sound off...
On Sound Off, we talk about issues that affect you one way or the other, emotionally, physically, politically, economically... Evrically wise, but then we are the ones who help you do the sound off because we want you to stay out of trouble. We take all the trouble for you. We go through all the trouble for you. So Sound Off comes first, and then our musings for today. Let me prepare your mind. There's something in your house that you have and you don't know how to use it, but you bought it with your money. Or you know how to use it, but you barely use it.
I assure you.
We'll be right back after this break.
All right, it's 16 minutes past the hour 10, and there's a sound off, you know. It's sometimes, I know in some climes it would be difficult to find what to sound off on. But we thank you for
Nigeria, my country.
We thank you for the content. You always give us something.
Let me say it like the girl in the meme. Mm. Hello, Nigeria, my country.
So today we're going to be talking about the fuel scarcity, what's going on in the city of Lagos. Well, Lagos is a hub of sorts, and when
it's the economic capital of the country.
Yeah, it is. And when Lagos feels something, the whole country, even the subcontinent, might feel it too. And this administration, 7 years running to eight now, I think fuel scarcity has defied, I mean, like in some administrations it's once, twice, they give you reasons and all. This one, the flooding is what is being for this, that vehicles can't move, they can't, some are trapped in where they are. NNPC saying we have enough to go around, but the NNPC filling station don't have. People are going through a lot. People are going through a great deal. I know someone that will normally spend 300 naira to come to work. Yesterday, she spent 2,400 to get to work, not to get back. If you check the streets as you're driving past now, you see people, they're not having fellowship. They're trying to get buses.
Buses are on strike too.
And Lagos, to make it worse, yes, the strikes, I'd say the extortion is extreme. And our dear MC made a statement through his press spokesperson. By the way, he has a spokesperson who said that he did not know that the Parks and Gardens people were extorting. He didn't know
really?
That they were there. He had no idea that, okay, but even if they were, that there was a way you guys can, you know how we settle this instead of going on strike, you know? And I'm saying somebody should just hush someone up. Lagosians are suffering. The extortion, we spoke about it some days ago, some weeks ago rather, here, and these things go on, is still going on as we speak. Every bus stop, every stop, someone comes with a marker and is holding a ticket and they are entitled. They can beat you up, they can break your glass, they can do what they want. Now they have a, I want to call it a special unit, that their bosses wear suits and they can come out and talk about NSAS, right? They are there. Now this is what is making Lagos the way it is. The suffering you're going through today is because of that. The buses, 200 naira of 200 naira, you are paying 800 naira. 2,400 naira to come to work. Will you go back home? And the fuel scarcity is there. Nupeng is saying what they're saying. The floods are not making us able to do what we need to do. So what is there to be happy about right now?
I just feel like I'm so sorry to be sounding like a preacher of doom, but it feels like everywhere you turn, just when you try to see, find some good, you know, under this administration, something bad, something worse emerges. Something worse just keeps emerging. And while Nigerians are looking for something to cushion the effects of the hardships that this government and this administration has cost us, more comes. It's a gift that just keeps giving, and it's not a great gift. It's a terrible gift. Make it stop, please. Make it stop.
And normally,
have you gone to the market lately?
Yeah.
What can your money buy? You know when they used to say, take home pay, it doesn't take you nowhere.
It doesn't even take you out of the office.
You blow it in one day. Go to the market and try buying anything. I mean, anything, even beans. Try buying anything.
What do you mean even beans? Beans is...
Beans is no longer prisoner food.
Beans, before you buy beans, you have to greet it for a good afternoon, beans, and pay. So, like we're saying, that is this supposed to be election year where they make things very good so that you can vote the same party? But things are really horrible right now.
I'm sorry, but I don't think this... I'm glad that things are taking shape the way they are taking shape, because I think that Nigerians need to look past the facade, look past the tiny monies they think that when they tighten your belt, they can give you and it will make you so happy. That time don't pass. Our mumu don't do. And that sound off.
Oh yeah, you can say that again. It's What's Up Lagos, baby. 10:21 on the clock, and it's time for us to muse. Yes, she said it earlier, and when you said that, I started thinking, There's that thing in your house that you don't know how to use.
Well, you don't even need it. You
don't even need it, but it's there.
For example, I'm a herder, so I kind of fall in that category. You understand me?
So in your house, there are many things that you should be ashamed of yourself. Really. So I have this mic, this gadget that you're supposed to be able to record and it cuts out sound. You can record in a fairly noisy place and it's not noisy. So, but I have not opened it because when I saw the...
You call yourself a journalist.
Yes, I am. But when I saw
you
the...
Are.
Yes, I am. When I saw the manual, it was like a textbook.
Oh, God.
And on it, there are so many buttons on it. So I just said to myself, I'll do it tomorrow. And that tomorrow has been like 6 months now. So after this show,
farmer that does not know how to use his farm implement.
I assure you that I will go and check it. I assure you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, oh my God, what? Too many things.
Mm-hmm.
Too many things. I have, so I have this thing that it's supposed to use you to take off, you know, like wool and stuff off your. I've never used it. I bought it from the abroad. I ordered it.
And
you know, you take off
to
the
rub
white
your,
thing.
Your suits yeah. and all.
Yes.
You've not used it one day. Okay. So let's.
I'm going to go and remove it.
See, she assures you too. So let's go to you. So people have some moms and dads. Junior, come and change the channel. You bought the TV, you bought the smart TV. But anytime you want to do something and you rather call him or her to come and do it for, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to. Or do you have things, your wardrobe, is it filled with stuff that you've not touched in 6 months? So you mentioned, can you mention those items when we come back? We'll take a short break, but start thinking. Start writing it down. Some people have 16.
Oh, women that buy things for the kitchen that don't know how to use, they will not be waiting for their husband. Honey,
I bought
come
this,
and use
know,
this juicer. But
they,
you bought
they,
it.
No, they say it's very good.
But you bought it. This juicer. Is it not you I want to make juice for? Okay, but...
Come and tell me how to operate. They say it's very, very good. They say, who is they? Some people washing machine, you've pressed only 3 buttons. Only 3. Just this, this, and this.
Do not let us go there.
Don't know what else it does. Your fridge, what about your phone?
Some of us don't touch the changeover because we're afraid.
Yes. What about your telephone? Some people have smartphones, they don't know what
they
the phone
does. They don't know anything.
Does.
They just use it to do hello.
And they get messages. They go, they get,
hello.
So let's think about
they don't
about
say hello.
Things.
Hello.
Hello. I'll be picking up. Hello.
We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
What's up, Lego?
What's up, Lego?
Yeah.
I never church to life.
Okay. All right, we're asking you and you're answering. What is the different? The question is Hydra headed, different things. Do you have items you've not used in a while? You just bought
it,
and you're like some hoarder who's near me here. Or do you have an item that...
I'll smack you.
Okay, sorry. She threatened me. You praying? Or you have something you bought and you don't know how to use it. Or maybe you depend on someone to be able to use that thing. And that's been on since you bought that stuff.
Or you just realized that you have been using it the wrong way.
All right. You want to share? Let's get to Muse this morning. We'll do that to ease off. So you get on the phone lines. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. But first of all, the phone lines, 0700-993-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Or if you are a lady, yes, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Are there things you just don't know why you bought them? Even if you know. You know. Yes, I need
them.
I like this thing. I need this thing at home. You buy and keep. And you've not used in ages.
Do you know how to use it? I'll also tell you another thing that happened to me. When I was in secondary school, I used to take one of those things from my dad's room because he had so many. You know the stuff that you... It's not a shoehorn. It's the one you wear, put at the back of the shoe so you could slide it on, yes?
Yeah.
But I didn't know. So I just saw my dad had different colors. And it looked like something you could use to put relaxer on your hair.
And you started using it to put relaxer on
your hair? Until one day my dad found me and said, is it my expensive shoe thing? Oh, sorry about that. If that was you, please call us back. 0700-993-993-993.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Good afternoon. Good
what's up, Lagos? Turn what's up, Lagos?
Oh, God, turn off your radio.
Yeah, my name is Gozier.
Gozier, you need to give us the What's Up Lagos quickly.
Gozier, you have to say, what's up, Lagos? Come on.
What's up to Lagos?
All right, welcome to the show. Go ahead.
I have a washing machine, but the road is as in the what normal thing the road is in Chinese.
Hey!
Oh, true, Beke. Oh.
2018.
So what? How have you been using it?
I don't normally use it.
Okay,
why did you even waste money?
If I can shred your clothes,
eh?
No, that was Dash.
Okay. So maybe
I didn't buy my money.
Hey, so it's still in your house now.
It's still in my house. I don't use it.
Okay, tell them to install it for you, Jerry. If you perish, you perish. Thank you so much for sharing, right? That's a good one, Chinese. That's a good. Yeah, I said the washing machine is there. Like what? You just press that. It will be wool or make.
Have you seen a microwave that you don't know where to press to heat the food?
This one is trial and error.
It's like you want to you now try to see if you can clap
for it to
warm. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What's good up, morning.
Yes,
good morning. Cheers to life.
Yeah, this is Charles speaking.
All right. Charles, good morning.
Charles, share with us.
The only thing it's funny because there was a phone I bought one time like that.
Okay.
I charging port, but the old stuff, the way my phone spoiled. So now like this, I can't even use it because there's no way I can get the charging port.
Hey,
it's an old phone. Yes, so
The charging port is it pin charger?
No, not pin, not like I can't tell, it's not very big. So
okay, that kind of
Type C, Abby.
No, it's not
it's
type,
not type C.
It's fat.
Type C now.
It's fatter than type C. It's just big.
I don't even know where to find it. Nowhere. It's just in my house. And I have something to say to that man that just called now. He want to have Chinese washing machine.
Washing machine,
Yes, you know, I'm an importer. We import machines, so there's a time they gave me this television.
Okay.
It's a Chinese, made for Chinese use.
Okay.
So the funny thing is that anything that's made for Chinese use is very, very, very original. Like, it's 10 times, 100 times original more than the one that's made for Nigerian use.
Okay, so how do you learn how to use it now?
It's very simple. So tell the man, he should use, since he has a smartphone, he should use...
Translator.
Yes, if you go to, you don't even need to maybe type this in because you cannot type Chinese words.
Yes.
Just go to Chrome. You will see option of, the thing that has like camera.
Okay.
You press.
Okay, they talk plenty. What if he doesn't have the phone that used to do those kind of
things? George, any smartphone can do it.
All the smartphones.
All the smartphones.
Yes, yes. So if you just go there, you press on it, you will see. You see, translate, you see many things.
Okay, just so you can get to translate all those instructions.
Very simple, but it's not even the type, just put it here.
All right, I hope it's
the translation that it's looking for.
All right, thank you so much. Yes, I hope it's. Thank you so much.
I also hope he has a smartphone.
Smartphone is not difficult to get now.
Oh, because you have one, eh?
It's not difficult. There's 15,000 naira smartphone. Is it worth more than that machine in his house that he's not using? It's true, now just a smartphone.
You know why I was laughing?
Why?
You said machine.
Then I'm a washing machine. He had a washing machine.
You say machine.
That was it. What's that called? A machine. Can we people?
There's...
Washing machine.
No, okay, machine. Now you go.
Machine. Is a machine.
I'm done with you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, Trust to Life.
Up? Good morning.
Morning, sir. Good morning. What's your name, sir?
Welcome back.
My brother, thank you, Jare. Thank you. You're the only one that welcomed me.
Me won't carry go away,
you know. Don't mind that. Don't mind that. Welcome, boss.
And I noticed one thing.
Yes.
Who can ring that bell? This why you are away. Maybe could not ring that bell.
She can't carry it. It's a heavy bell. It's a heavy bell.
Don't
you need
worry.
Biceps.
Set will leave again. You will suffer. It's a promise.
Don't mind that.
Your mouth is running now like that.
Don't mind that, Jerry.
my man is there. Insurance covers me.
Nothing. Nothing can happen to you. Nothing.
I'm going to touch you. I leave no stone unturned to make you safe. Nothing. You can't do anything.
Go ahead, Jerry. Share with us, my brother.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, bung him up.
Yes. Hello.
God. You hung him up.
I hung him up.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes,
to life. Good morning. You have energy.
Mariana, how are you?
I'm fine. Hey, God, you don't change my surname.
The other guy. Okay, Mariana, sorry.
Uh-huh. The other guy, yes.
Who is the other guy?
My main man, don't worry.
My main man, we don't know my name, Abby. God will judge you.
One.
Okay, my name is Stretch.
It's better than make them judge me.
Abby, devil know the Joseph. What's your name, sir?
John from Ogba.
All right, John.
Hi, John.
You see, Lord too, where Lord too carry me go?
My
engineer, where they service my generator, recommend one generator for me.
Hey.
Oh, generator, but because he big, I have double carburetor, I have double engine.
Okay.
I get power, I call him, make a buy him. Really, it's all that Honda type.
Yes.
The old type. As I buy him, it work.
Uh-huh.
When the generator can't get first, my brother, so find the spare part. Maybe I go China back.
So what did you do? The spare part.
I sell it as capo. Because if I change this, I change it. If I change this, I change it. My brother, you can't remain one. The carburetors are no free CM for market.
Oh.
They work another one, and like, which I know
it didn't work. Yeah.
So I have to sell it as scrap.
You know, as you sold it as scrap, that you know, you have also made other people have spare parts of that generator.
But you don't read the money at the buyer.
Sorry.
I know how to do that.
Alright, thank you.
Alright, thank you so much, bro.
Alright. Well, I don't think I've turned on a generator before.
That's your problem.
No, I'm just trying to imagine if...
There are generators you can use, switch.
Now you can just tap.
Yeah, you can clap your hand, you come
on. Well, if you're just joining us, it's What's Up Lagos. We're asking this morning because we have about 10 to 15 minutes to take... 13 minutes to take more of your thoughts and your comments. And we're asking, what do you have in your house that you do not know how to use, that you bought with your money or somebody gave you?
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, is there something in your house that you have, you bought it too, but you do not know how to use it the right way?
Or you now discovered
that this is not how they point the remote.
Like somebody using shoehorn to put relax on her hair.
Stop it.
Name with health.
Stop it, I didn't know.
Name with health. Yes.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life.
I greet you and I greet Nigerians.
Utare!
I have a report from Mariano Cole.
Thank you, Utare.
If you know where you put our wife, Papa water in Zuriva, bring them before people go die again for Zuriva.
Yeah.
Mariano Cole, bring our mommy water wife to our Papa water.
Water don't carry you go?
Yes, in Zuriva, they pay people for some for Isoko Road. So their Papa water is looking for a mommy water.
Okay. Yes, Queen of Sheba.
How is this my problem?
Queen of Sheba, they are begging you.
I bought GD for Laribo. They tested it, it worked.
Uh-huh.
They called it my house. You know, can work again. I bought washing machine. They tested it, they wash. It reached my house. You know, can work again. I don't know what is happening.
Back out of that place now. Back out.
I think the papi water leaves you.
Back out.
Thank you. You need to pack out of that
place. Go and leave in the market. Abi?
I'm done with you.
That's where all things are working.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Lagos?
Oh, Ikorodu for life. Ikorodu to the world. Ikorodu to the world.
Stretch, you are welcome back. Happy new month, everyone.
I missed you.
Mary Ann.
Hi.
What's that?
Happy new month, ma.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Stretch, you see that man now, Betty? Uh-huh. It was there for yesterday that I was cleaning my generator. Okay. I was like seeing, it is the manner. If not, you might get hurt or be killed. I said, hey, generator, kill me. Now, I kukuma go look for the pali. Now, I come out the manor. That manor is still there my table here, and I never even open up.
She said, when she saw you could be killed, you left it there.
You cannot come and kill yourself and die.
You can't even go where you don't know.
That is thing. There is one kitchen tap like that. They say there is a water heater. Mm. That water heater don't walk out the whole round of my auntie house. Mm-hmm. Now my auntie kukuma carry and give me. Last year, that water heater still in my kitchen here.
Your kitchen full, oh.
All right. Wow. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Stretch, have you gone to a hotel before and you didn't know which of the showers to turn on?
Yeah.
The one that have like many.
I've actually done the one that I didn't know it was hot water. I put on my back. I skipped. Jesus.
Nah, because they have hot like water. Too many mouths, so you don't even know which
way. You know where the water is coming from. This is why I turned on and it was hot water. That is water that you used to make eba. On my skin, the way I jumped out. I then said, no, this is burning.
All right, well, we're taking a few more of your thoughts and comments. So don't forget, you can be part of the conversation on WhatsApp. Also use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos on Twitter because we would also like to hear from you. Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Hey.
He was the WhatsApp Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
What's your name?
What's your name?
Yeah, this is Mama Ninja.
Mama Ninja.
Okay.
Are you born this Ninja like this, Abby?
Nah, me born Ninja, but you don't resemble me.
Talk to your Pekino. Your Pekino, they do anyhow. Oh, yeah, now share with us, Mama Ninja.
So, Suresh.
Ma.
Please, I want you to do me a favor.
Hey, what do you want me to do for you?
Help me and look at Miriam's mouth.
Okay.
Look at her mouth now.
Yes, I'm looking at it.
She don't get basket mouth. How to come tell us we go buy for no go know how to operate them.
I did pay you. You got to sweet us.
Okay, let me say my own. I bought because of the high cost of kerosene. I went and bought gas.
Okay.
I don't even know how to use that gas. The day that I was filling the gas, I was even shivering. My husband said, I don't want gas. So don't bring gas inside this house. So hey. I just go and buy it. So I bring the gas outside my kitchen. Call my neighbor.
Uh-huh.
Please come and help me on this gas. Up on that, they taught me how to do it that place. So, but that one, I'm still shivering. I'm afraid. So this thing will burn this house. So.
Hey, better go back to kerosene.
Buy your stove.
No, kerosene is very, very costly. I can't buy it.
Are you serious? It's more than...
My neighbor taught me two times. So the first day I own it.
Your heart was beating. Big bim, bim.
I would just do it and man run. I would just... So, but now I'm an expert.
Consultant gas technician. Gas technician.
Well done. I'm proud of you.
Mama Niger, thanks for calling us. Gas.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm afraid of gas.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey, cheers to life.
Good morning. What's your name, sir? Don Chaplin
from Aja. Okay.
Welcome, sir.
Our father.
And you didn't say much. Where did you go?
My correct G.
My homie.
I don't see the house now, you know.
Baba, you know now. If you dance now, hunger will meet you there now.
You don't know. This is the way rice now. They fly. Go
here. But rice, they wear a seatbelt too. You know they wear boots again. Right, they sit down for front too. They wear a seatbelt. 45,000.
Oh, boy. Today's story, I just hear him. I tell myself, hey, don't chop it. No, go shame yourself.
No worry. We don't go tell anybody.
Don't tell these people. Just some whisper. People don't listen. I mean, they go use a yab you.
Just whisper. No worry. Nobody will hear it. Just whisper into our ears.
Your secret is safe with us.
Hey, my own not too far. You know, too far. Just that now this machine for toaster bread, they give me as a gift from as a best staff.
Ewo.
I carry a Richard's how to use a toaster bread now. I ain't gonna be a problem.
We want our gigi birthday chop.
I collect as well. I don't get those bread.
Hey, so
I plug as in as this just to share the bread.
Their father. Their father.
In your mind now, you go to tell person, you go see baby, tell the baby.
I'm the best. Finish. I'm a fine guy. Eh? Now my sister asked me whether I fry the fryer.
See, now, after I go come out outside, I go to tell person to be correct guy. Oh, you cannot God. Use bread toaster.
I'll be correct guy now. Yes, now. Yeah.
Okay, well done. A correct guy. Yeah. You know if he toast bread. Maybe they fry the bread for plant.
No, so when he puts his sister said, did you fry it? Is it supposed to be toast? Okay.
Or fried bread.
Yeah, fried bread.
Okay. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Hey, Jehovah. Hey. That's not what's up, Lagos, sir. All right, we got some messages here. Oh, Oga Charles from Ago Palace Way. This is the first person I'm seeing that call himself Oga. My shoes have been on my shoe rack for God knows how long. So what do you? Shoes. I don't know. What do you wear? The Danfo buses are still okay. This one is enough. Let me get to read our message. Happy November, Stretch and Marianne. You guys are in the spirit. We actually shared some wares within ourselves on Sunday in church. I do remember those days when we do home cleaning. We do discover treasures that have not been used at all, and sometimes we don't even know the purpose or function. God go give us wisdom to understand the proper. Proper usage of things and belongings will really help us to enjoy the life better. Some people even get brain, but na little part of it they use. Patrick from Akuti, Patrick, yeah, you had to do that, right? All right, Marianne, please, I have not. That's messy. Last, we'll do something on our own here because we're tired. What's up, Lagos? I bought basmati rice, and after eating it once, now so I pack them for kitchen since January. Do me from make better. Do me. I used to about clicky, you know,
rice.
Or fada.
You
then give you basmati. You know, when there's something about that, right? You're eating, it feels light. It feels like I'm not eating rice, you know.
If he wants to eat eba, eat eba.
Leave me alone. I'm just trying to talk. But it feels like it's not the, you know, there's a way you eat rice.
When you too like eba.
I'm just saying.
Heavy food.
Yes. You eat rice. You know, there's a way you eat rice. You load rice. You can't load basmati. You can't load. You know,
what are you loading for?
Your stomach.
Yay.
Yes, with all this sunshine on, you need to load. You load and you know that, yes, I've eaten.
Loading.
If chela jam, you chela some salt. You'll be standing.
I beg. Let's take a few more thoughts. 0700-993-993-993. I don't know what's wrong with Stretch. 0700-993-993-993.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
993-993-993. How do you pack rice? How do you load it?
You eat when you see someone that loaded a plate of rice. It's
that's
rice.
That's gluttony.
No. Gluten is when you can't finish it.
No, gluten is having too much than you should have.
Too much is relative. Yes, please, let me go to this message. Hello, Marianne. Hello, Stretch. What's up, Lagos? Concerning this topic, I want to scatter table. Everyone can relate, especially mothers. Two words, my brother. Wedding souvenirs. Yes, Bao from Ikorodu, you are so...
Why are you bringing it home?
Spot on.
Why do you fight for wedding it at the reception? Souvenirs. Why do you struggle? They are not giving me, you have kept one already.
You don't even know what they are sharing.
You just want plastic.
I did not give you this table
just
now. What's all this
and
time?
And there's
don't
no
have
space
now.
In your, in the, you know.
Wedding souvenirs.
No, there's a, you know that tiny, you know, space in the kitchen where it's like a closet
like
space.
Like a pantry, yeah.
Yes. You don't fool. You see the good color. The one that's there, have you used it?
Do you even know what is inside that carton they gave you? Yeah?
Oh, mommy. Mommies. We have two more minutes to go, but let me... Oh, I don't know if we can take this call.
Yes, we can.
Okay, we'll take this call quickly, please. Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah. What's your name, sir?
My name is Prince. I'm calling from Ireland.
All right, Prince, go ahead.
Prince, you have 60 seconds, quickly.
My own is just a car, a Lexus 350, I think 2014. Is it 2013 or 2014? I don't even know how to, after starting it, I don't even know how to use the AC or the radio. Yeah, I was driving it for like a month. So somebody taught me how to set the AC and use the DVD radio and everything. If I was so embarrassed, sweat. Sweat will be catching me inside tie with jacket. The one is not too.
Thank you for sharing. That one is painful. You know this car has AC. But I don't know how to put it on.
Hey, way.
Hey. I'm actually carrying go where you don't know.
Well, we got to go, guys, because on the other side, we're going to have the new Peng chairman on the show with us this morning to talk about their proposed strike action and why we're suffering to get fuel right now, not just in Lagos, but across the country. Stay with us.
Right, just what's up, Lagos? Check your time. It's 9 minutes past the hour 11, and we said this hour we'll be talking to an expert. He's we're trying to get him set to talk to us about the situation in the country as we speak. Well, we have things to just share with you as it pertains to the reason why this scarcity is on and lingering for so long. NMPC Limited, in collaboration with IPMAN, they are making frantic efforts to ensure adequate supply and distribution of the product, adding that very soon the scarcity will be over as there was enough fuel in stock, according to them. Well, according to this report, we had following the flooding, most of the major roads being used by the marketers had gone bad, as most truck drivers, they claim they spend 8 to 9 days, especially on Kotonkarfi Road, before reaching their destinations, as those going to the north. But noted that some of the affected roads include the Bida Lemu Zungeru Road, that's for the northern supply and all.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, why in the south, why do we have the same situation?
Exactly, because we have our own refinery around here. So what's the excuse anyway? Well, according to the Vanguard newspaper, the ongoing fuel scarcity across the country may worsen in Lagos and its neighboring states as the Nigeria Union of Petroleum and Natural Gas Workers, NUPENG, on the weekend threatened to shut down fuel supplies to the state over alleged violent attacks, intimidation, harassment, and extortion of members by hoodlums. And we're being joined this morning by the NUPENG chairman here via telephone. He is, I think that we have him now on the phone.
Okay, NUPENG chairman is here. Let's
see. Okay, I think we have him. Comrade Tayo Aboyeji, good morning. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning, comrade. Are you there?
Comrade, can you hear us? Good morning.
I can hear you. Good morning.
All right. Good morning. So it's interesting that Lagosians are hearing that you might go on strike, and you have listed a lot of things being reasons, some of the reasons why you might shut down your services. But break it down to us. What exactly has been happening to you here in Lagos?
All right. Basically, the problem has been the harassment of tanker driver and the forced extortion of money from them, of all sorts of illegal levies, especially from a depot at Lekki Free Zone,
okay,
Eleko, Lagos, the Pinnacle Oil and Gas Depot. There are some group of people who call themselves Indigenous Unity Forum. Who just woke up and decide to level our members. I mean, the tanker driver. They want to be collecting 5,000 on each tanker that comes to Pinnacle, the load. We ask them, who are you? And who authorized you? Are you a government agency? Which stakeholder are you representing? Nobody can give us any answer. I was said, on our own, we cannot even levy unauthorized amount from authorized any of our people to collect money that is not even authorized.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not ready to pay. Before you know, they brought all sorts of talk,
with machete, gun, cutlasses, or listless terror.
Wow.
On our main.
So this has never occurred before. You've never experienced this kind of thing. Your men, there's
not
been...
Not really. We have not.
Okay, so the Lagos State government now, I mean...
We are trying to patch up.
Okay. Okay, so I want to ask this question. I'm saying, right, this is causing a lot of hardship to Nigerians.
Because Lagos is somewhere which we have been trying to manage, but that has not gone to the state that we say we have Ukusia. But this one is just at the location, at the point of our operation.
Okay, comrade, let me come in there again, because I think we lost that connection for a bit. We're asking, is this the first time that you're experiencing this kind of, you know,
extortion,
and of course the negativity, the issue that you raised about machetes and thuggery
and guns,
and who had you and members of your association complained to?
This may not be the first time. But this one is as brutal as I think we are in the war front.
Well, wow. This is not the first time this has happened.
This is
not
the first time.
Okay.
The other ones were when, like, in some other locations, when some people come out and say they will do this, we talk to them, look, this is not our product. We are just lifting this product for federal government. If you can go and make federal government legalize it for you, and they pass the bill to headquarters, fine. But we... As a tanker driver, we are not ready to pay any dime.
Yeah.
A product that will carry from here to Ibadan, the rate has been free. So where do I want me to get extra money to pay? And those ones understand, and we are able to summon them. But this other one is like they have gotten the job. I want the job to extort money from tanker driver, and if they could not pay, they will unleash terror on them.
So, comrade, what's the situation right now? I mean, like, where are we right now? Is this strike inevitable, or is there a mediation of sorts? Are you talking to somebody, or are you down in tools like you've said you would?
Well, strike, as I said, will be lasting option.
Okay.
We are trying, that's the essence of us writing the state governor to intervene. And we are expecting, yesterday, Commissioner for Energy reached out to us that he will take the matter up. So we are still expecting his call. We are still expecting his reaction. Commissioner of Police is aware of the matter. And as I'm speaking now, is at the Enugu Imo State for a conference. But somebody reached out to us from his office that he's taking the matter up. So while we give them the opportunity for them to act, but our senators to stand.
Wow. Let me just take you back a bit. When this sort of a harassment or unnecessary taxing happened at first, did your association complain about it to the government of the day? These complaints lodged so that there is a trail of sorts? Was that the case?
I personally reached out to Commissioner of Police, and in fairness to him, he has been trying his best. We sent a petition to him, and I believe he's acting on it. So we have, even before we write the state governor, We have even written a letter to DSA.
This is a very serious issue.
When we didn't see any tangible response, that's why we quickly alerted the state governor, because we don't want him to see us we are being used politically.
Yeah. Because right now you're not on strike, and the pain in Lagos is already
bad.
Okay, so let me just
so when
ask.
When Lagos is all safe for us to do for our operation, then we will withdraw and go to a new location that is safe.
Okay, so come in, let me ask this. Do you have a solution? Have you brought up something like when you go to meet? I'm sure the Lagos State Governor loves Lagos and he knows Lagosians are suffering and he will act quickly. And the police commissioner who's in Enugu, I mean, like, this is like something for him to cut off whatever he's doing and come over. When they sit with you, do you have something tabled to make sure this kind of thing doesn't happen again? Do you have, from your part as Nupeng, do you have a solution of sorts? Make sure this is in place, I mean, to tell them so that this doesn't occur. We don't suffer this in the next 1 year or 2 years. Do you have something for them?
All right. You see, this kind of thing cannot stop.
Well,
you know the environment we are operating from. You cannot tell me in Lagos that area of voice activity will stop in Lagos or some any other state. But a situation that they will now come to the point of our operation and levy us a huge amount is what we don't, is what we cannot take.
So,
just as Commissioner of Police is in Imo State, but his men are on ground.
Yeah.
Some of them have spoken with me yesterday, some of them have spoken with me today, that they even want to visit the place. But as I told you, we wrote a petition.
Yeah.
We specifically mentioned a few names that call themselves Indigenous Unity Forum. The man that was even leading there, he's not even from Lagos, so I don't know why the indigenous was claiming. The man came from Osun State.
Wow.
So we don't know why he's claiming, why he's leading a war of indigenous people in Lagos. But to forestall it, it's still the relevant agencies, especially the security agents, that they have the ability. How is that when it's getting too much, that is unbearable and it's really affecting our operation, and we don't want to lose our member. As I speak now, one of our members is critically ill in the hospital because of the activities.
Interesting.
He was marketed seriously on the air.
Oh dear. Well,
I'm sorry. I couldn't come to you to the studio. I will have shown you most of these things. So we on our own. The only thing we can do is to let the government know what is happening. It's for them to act and stop it.
All right. Well, we're speaking with Comrade Ayo Deji, and he is
Aboyeji.
I beg your pardon. Very tricky name. Aboyeji. He is of Nupeng here in Lagos, and he's been talking to us about the experiences that his men and the tanker drivers have had between Lagos and surrounding states. Now, he also made mention, Stretch, that one of the people who say they're part of this association, a so-called
indigenous members,
that one of them is from Osun State.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it makes me really wonder, if we're already feeling the pain of the fuel scarcity, and then there are a group of people who stand somewhere to keep taking monies or fleecing these guys of monies that they do not have, why has it taken so long for the government of the day to deal with this issue?
And I think it's just legitimizing thuggery. Because in Lagos, we're on the other side, the bus drivers are also on strike. They went on strike and they're saying extortion. Now, Comrade is saying they even came, when the place they are lifting up from, for them to even leave and go with machetes and guns, you know there's police, you know there's a government in Lagos, you have the effrontery, you have the guts to do this. So, and we hope this thing doesn't lead to a strike. We will take a break shortly, but when we get back, we will ask Lagosians to come in on this, and some will probably have to ask you some questions that we haven't asked. We're asking, you said this is not the first time, and we've asked you what was done. Now, you made a statement that thuggery cannot stop. And
it shows me a very bleak future for Lagos. Right.
It's out of frustration that makes me to say that.
Yeah, I guess we understand
you
that.
You know, you can live in Lagos, you know the activities of area boys.
Yeah.
It happens every day, it happens every minute. That does not happen to you, it doesn't happen to other people.
The truth, yes, you are right.
Yeah. Comrade, just stay on the line. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we still have the comrade on the line. If you got questions, comments, we're talking about this fuel scarcity. And for Lagosians, how are you coping? How much did you buy fuel per liter today or yesterday? Is your tank full or are you still queuing somewhere? We'll be right back after this break.
All Right, we know Buddy Thomas, we know Allen Avenue, we know Lagos, we know Nupeng, and we know Comrade Tayo Aboyeji, who
Aboyeji. He is the Nupeng Zonal Chairman. Mm-hmm. Mr. Aboyeji, your name is giving us hard times here in the studio, but welcome again. Thank you for staying on the line.
Maybe I will organize a seminar for you.
Seminar on name pronunciation.
You've got a great sense of humor. All right, we're going to let Lagosians come in on this. All right, Lagos, we're asking you, how are you coping with the fuel situation? Have you got fuel in your tank? Are you one of those who was trying to buy? How much did you buy? Somebody told me he bought 200 plus yesterday. Mm-hmm. Somebody said he bought 190. I want to hear from you. And what do we do about this tout and thuggery thing in Lagos? It seems to be a never-ending cycle. And sometimes blood is being spilled because these people are allowed to linger and take laws into their hands. It makes us really wonder, where is the government? But join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. This strike is not here yet, too. But if they do go on strike, where does that leave us? Mm-hmm. Mm? So the phone lines are open. We'd like to hear from you. Join the conversation.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos? Who's speaking to us?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
I'm calling.
Your name is?
Dominic.
All right, Dominic, go ahead.
Because I need four of it. Please, good afternoon. Good morning to everybody there.
Good morning to you. Comrade is listening to you.
Okay. I bought for 1 liter, 400 naira.
Whoa. Where?
In this, what are they? I remember this here, this Mopo one here.
Wow.
400?
400 naira.
That's crazy. When was that?
Day before yesterday.
400 naira. Who can corroborate that? 400 naira.
Can I comment on that?
Yes,
comrade, please.
All right. You see, on the issue of fuel crisis and some other things, Nigeria would like to blame government on everything. We forget our own action.
Mm.
How could somebody sell a fuel of to if you couldn't do that 400 naira? Yeah, you need to tell me about get that fuel from. Is it from Ghana? Or is it from we sell the products to the solar citizens at 400 naira.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's comment on this even fair scarcity. It's still the same, it's not government, it's the same Nigerian.
Yeah.
Who find it necessary to aggravate our suffering? Those that are selling products in the depot, how much are they selling it to market at? Those are the area, it's not government. Government will have done their own. It's not rest on us to do the right thing.
Hmm.
Okay.
When you get the product from government at a certain rate, and you suddenly increase it just because you feel that these products are not more.
Exploitation.
It's not fair. We are not being fair to ourselves.
Yeah. Let's take a few more calls, comrade. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, sir. What's up? What's your name, sir?
You have Chief Larry on the line.
All right, Chief. Welcome. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I think that is one of the institutionalized challenge we have in Lagos. Just like you rightly said, and just like the Ayo say, the Pengasin man,
Nupeng.
That these people are from, the chairman is from Osun State. You should also know that the current aspirant is alleged to be from Osun. So I think many of Osun people are controlling Lagos anyway. And the issue here is about fuel. I think I disagree with Ayo based on the last comment he made. Mm. If he knew that the people are not, are supposed to be wholly responsible and not government, why then did he petition the police and the government regarding what the Abure are doing to them in Lekki? He would have allowed the people, they would have taken charge of it. The challenge is failure of governance. When Ambode was the governor of Lagos State, some of the challenges were there. Because he is not privy to it, because he doesn't support it. Last month messed up, he restricted last month to their primary duty. VIO messed up in Lagos, Nigerians cried. And he banned them. And now you see someone that never does anything, especially as regards the Abure. The bus drivers went on strike yesterday. Have you heard anything from government? And people continue to suffer. And that is what we are seeing. You talk about PMS. People are harassing Pengasin because they want to make, because if the government is not with them,
They can't do that, especially as in an area like that particular free zone. It's because it is government backing. They know what they're doing. Some people are they are untouchable in Lagos.
Okay.
Because of the vision of their association or affiliation. And that is what we are suffering here. The poverty are suffering. All I got right. Fuel yesterday morning, 220 naira. Maybe relatively it's cheaper. But then it is the government fault because the government is the one creating this thing. Not the people are disagreeing with that Peng as a man at that particular
All right. Thank you. He's a new Peng.
New Peng. He's just referring to the exploitation. Chairman. I mean, like, he's saying nobody, I mean, if there's a scarcity here, people tend to inflate the cost. He's just saying 400 naira is a far cry. It's like,
we're the ones who are inflicting the pain on one another because that's not the pump price. That's not the pump price. So he's not necessarily saying that, you know, government doesn't have a blame here. He's just explaining that that one that, you know, the young man called in for was not necessarily government. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. My name is Joseph, calling from Ojola Odeko.
All right,
Moses. Joseph, go ahead.
Yeah, seriously, I don't have the power to shout what's up, Lagos.
It's fine. We're not even asking you to. It shows in your voice.
Yeah, because it's really a black excuse here, you know. In VI or the Laudeku. There's a fire outbreak here. So before the fire service could come around, and people were already burned to ash.
People. Like that. So, area was that?
Which area?
Odiola Odeku, Victoria Island, towards Mekano, close to Mekano.
Yeah,
that's where the.
Is it a house or did it happen? Is it a house or is it a factory?
Yeah, it's just there's one new bank they're actually building around the street. A new company. It's a new bank like that, but it's a generator house, tank that got exploded.
Okay,
wow. Oh, wow. That's really sad.
Oh, gosh. All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling. It does. Mm-hmm. Join the conversation. We're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfo99.3. You can also join us live on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM, and tweet at us on Twitter. How much did you buy fuel between yesterday and today? How much did you buy? Somebody said 400. Another said 220. We want to know. And this issue of touts and thugs in Lagos, let's discuss it. What do we do to get government's attention and, of course, swiftly wade into this matter? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Hello, the prophet and prophetess.
Hey, well done.
As regards to the fuel matter,
yes, ma'am.
I can buy 1 liter or 5 kg of fuel from a stretch, go along the road, and sell it for 5,000. What is the government business there? So you know where to, you know how much they buy for, and you insist to buy for me 5,000. Won't I make my money? And is it by force you must buy for when you know the price is outrageous? So you would have kept your car inside. These are the area we are not cooperating with ourselves. The everything government. We are the government for the people, and the people for the government. But we are not doing our own. As regards to that man in the studio, he said he petitioned the police. And you know what the police is all about? That we are to educate the police on their rightful duty. There are laws guarding the police. How many times have you been to a police station to see them relating that law on their right to humanity? They are only using their own personal law.
Okay.
So it is not for us. So that is why they were sad. But the sad were based on your youth being abused through their laptop and collecting money from the bank.
Okay.
And not only that, stretch.
Ma?
Are you hearing me?
Yes, ma.
So what is there is about this change of money. Do you know that by the time I carry 1 million to change, will deduct some money out of it.
Okay, because we're not discussing the Naira, you know, swap, let's not derail the conversation.
She was talking to me personally.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's your name, sir? Yes, where are you calling from?
This is a calling from Odobologo State.
All right. Go ahead.
Yes, so there are no...
Turn off your radio, please.
Please, just give me 1 minute. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
You see, this issue of Agboro. Is it Agboro that controls Lagos? Because the way Agboro is doing their work in Lagos, it's like saying that then they control everything in Lagos. You see, here where would they serve? We no get mouth to talk because here we buy 250 per liter.
You know, Dogbolu?
I will not complain because there's no option. It's only one petrol station that will get here for Dogbolu as a whole. And anyhow, the boy like, he go sell them. Even if he adjusts the meter, so if you buy 10 liter and 5 liter, you go get inside. So, government, in mostly the government of Lagos State, where they control everything, what if they happen? Say that their government house, then Agboro will be their chairman there, where they give order. Then the governor will sign the document. Can't government stand on their feet and say, this is what we want in Lagos, and this is how it's going to be done. And the police also should help and enforce the law, because there's no enforcement in Lagos. The only thing they have in Lagos is collecting money.
Okay.
Somebody was just calling me from Alaba now, say Alaba has not opened market since 3 days now, because of Agboro. Then close Alaba for 3 days now. No market there.
Okay.
What is happening in Agboro in Lagos? Does it mean that Lagos become a one-man property?
All right, Eze, thank you so much. Everyone who's calling, please, you got 60 seconds to make your point and go straight to it, all right? Don't forget, you can join us on Twitter with the hashtag WhatsUpLagos. How much have you bought petrol this week? If you bought today or you're still queuing up for it, what's the situation like? We'd like to hear from you. We still have Comrade Abayeji on the phone. Hello, good morning. Please turn off your radio when you pick a call, all right?
Yes, thank
what's
you. Good
what's
morning.
Up, Lagos? What's your
up,
name?
Lagos?
My name is Onyeka. First, I want to ask. Okay, I bought 200, I bought 185, and I have bought 195. Mm-hmm. I think the least I bought is 170 from Mobile on Ozumba, by the way.
Okay,
that's by the way. A clear cut definition of who the government are, or who the people are and the government, because I'm confused. When you come, ask and government, who are the people? Who are government and people? The marketers, the government price and all that. Is it not the human beings that sit on top that we selected to manage our affairs that determines what happens to us? So why is it that when they look at these things and overlook it and things will be going bad and we'll begin to put the blame on ourselves? Somebody must take responsibility of what is happening to us. In Lagos State now, as far as this Tinubu Oga is concerned, there's nothing anybody can talk about the Agboro. And that's why it looks as if there is no solution. Once a correct man enters there tomorrow, things will change. Forget it.
All right. Thank you very much for your thoughts and your comments. All right.
Comrade, are you still there?
I will see.
All right. Comrade, let me see what people are. The train. It seems as if this strike that you say is imminent. If it holds, it's going to make things worse than it is. What other efforts do you have in place to make? I mean, I know you've reached out to the governor, you've reached out to the police commissioner. Is there anything else, just in case this doesn't, the meeting doesn't happen as quickly as we expect? Is there a chance for you to delay this strike date?
Yeah. The only thing that could make us to delay, or for it not to happen at all,
yeah,
is for these menors to come at all around us again. Because when they come possibly. They come as if they are going to war.
Okay.
So you understand? So we cannot, like, the life of our members are at stake.
Yeah.
We cannot afford to lose a member of Tanka River to all this talk. Any life lost that cannot be revived again. So the only thing we could do when it occurs is just for us to say, okay, well, Lagos is not safe, for us to lose. We will draw our members from there. If there is a feeling, I mean, the airport at in Augustus that we can load from and is safe, we will go. But we cannot afford to lose our member.
But I'm wondering, shouldn't it be the duty of government at all levels to make sure that safety is guaranteed? Because what you're bringing to us is something that we really need. I mean, I'm just imagining if you were to actually go on strike, how much suffering, how we would double for the average Nigerian. So I'm trying to understand why you are the one who has to try to look for safety, as opposed to the state and the government who promised that they were going to protect our lives and property, not doing that. So I mean, it's...
No, don't rule out that. You see, we have written a letter to governor, and we believe he's a responsible governor. That we do well, whatever anybody may say. I'm not a politician.
Yeah, we believe.
At least we have some challenges in the past, which when it came, we were able to resolve, and I believe he will resolve this.
Okay.
Okay, I like that positive tone in that.
He will resolve this.
All right.
Well, let's take two more calls, and then we'll wrap things up here with the comrade. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, sir.
What's
your name, sir? My name is Kendi.
Turn off your radio, Kendi. Turn it off or walk away from that place completely, please.
Yes, my name is Kendi Adio.
Kendi, turn off
Kendi,
your radio.
Kendi, please turn off your radio. Hello, Kendi.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, what I want to say is this. Housing in Lagos cannot be stopped, as far as I'm concerned.
Why?
Because I've been in Lagos for the past 20-something years, and I knew exactly how this story came about in 1999, and we all know who the governor was then. So, as far as I'm concerned, except if the leader of this, the person who brought this out, says they should stop their job, that's when they can stop. If you want to look at it, compare the two. ENTSAS happened October 20. Police started harassing people. But someone led a group of touts.
Hello. I think we lost
to match for a presidential candidate, and they were guided by police and LASMA and all parastata of agencies. Someone who led touts to match for a particular presidential candidate. So what are we saying? We know who their leader is. Let us talk to them to stop all these things.
Okay.
As I'm talking to you now, this morning I bought fuel for 220 naira. Okay. So what are we saying? Eh?
Hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. You can actually...
Can I make a comment on that?
Yes, sir, you can.
You see, some people have been... We are talking of the security and safety of life of people. Some people are trying to politicize it.
How is that? Sorry, how is anybody politicizing it?
Hold on, let me come in.
Yeah.
Ask most of these people that are talking, where is their state? Which state did they come from? Is there any state in Nigeria that you don't have spouse? Ask them.
Comrade, I'm a bit confused. Hold on, sir. No, you hold on.
Comrade, you hold on first.
Are you trying to say in one breath that, all the touts everywhere, so let's not politicize it?
What they're saying is that
there are touts everywhere, but touts...
Nobody is mentioned.
The problem is that they're saying that, it's one person that brought it.
All right.
It's one person that brought it.
Hold on. So what I'm saying...
It's in Lagos, different from touts in Enugu.
Comrades.
It's touts in Enugu, different from touts in
Okay, Enugu. I think that you're actually the one who's trying to politicize it now, because people are saying...
I'm trying to politicize it.
Hold on. Just calm down. Let me come in here. There are touts everywhere in this country, but how many of them run the country? And these are the questions that callers have been asking.
Come in, let me also ask you this.
Let's talk on this topic. If you want to engage me on most of these things, I'm available.
No, come in, let me ask one question.
There's no
political aspect of this.
Somebody are trying to attack it.
No,
what you're saying.
You brought this to us to say... Touts have not let you do your job.
And they brought machetes.
And you're about to go on strike.
Yes.
We are concerned. Now, touts are the problem. If there are touts in Enugu, in Katsina, no, Nupeng has not complained in those places that touts have stopped them.
Don't say that.
No. Hold
on. There was a time we stopped working in Enugu. There was a time we stopped working in Wari.
Why?
Because of this issue.
Okay, so in Lagos, we are complaining that the touts are taking over. And we're trying to tell you that let the Lagos state government come in and stop the touts.
For the last call I was saying, somebody who brought them is also here. So we don't need that. We are looking for solutions.
Okay, but wow. but do you know that that person has a right to his or her opinion?
Yes, exactly.
But you sound like right. you sound like you have a dog in the fight.
You sound like you're on the side
fight.
Of the South for what no, I hear.
Yeah.
Hold on, hold on. We have a problem, a common problem.
Yes.
And I say, okay, if we are both, all of us are in the same house, and I that's the problem. And I, instead of us to solve the problem, we're not taking it to you.
No, the solution to the problem is that the state should stand up and act like a state.
Exactly. So, no matter who, what I tell them to say is that, yes, this is the problem, the state government should stand.
Yes, that's what
right.
the that's actually what
so
the
that
man
we do
said.
Not, so all right, Comrade Aboyeji, so that we do not dwell on this issue, I'm so sorry. I'm a bit disappointed that we're making this a political issue, and like you sound like you are speaking for a person. But then we're here to talk about Newpeng, the fuel scarcity that we're facing in Lagos, and you are attacking one particular caller because of what he
Someone
said about
sent
a person
a message, yeah.
that
we,
you talk.
We don't have touts in Bauchi. I am from Bauchi State. Emmanuel from Bauchi. That's what he has.
Yes.
So I'm saying that there are thoughts, you say there are thoughts, so it doesn't make it right. Let's even leave the other states.
They have said their own point. I've made my, what we are looking for is the solution. The solution now is we want these people.
Yeah, they are saying government is treating touts in Lagos with kid gloves. They are saying government in Lagos, they are treating touts with kid gloves. That's what they are saying.
Well, no problem.
Yeah, that's what the caller is saying. Okay.
Exactly.
So your view is that government is doing very well, Abi?
No,
without.
I'm not saying.
What are you saying?
Very well in that.
What are you saying?
I pick a comment from what that person.
No, so I'm asking the summary of what they have said is that government in Lagos, they are treating touts with kid gloves. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree.
So, in other words, they are right to say that Lagos State government should do more. They are not treating touts well, like you treat touts. All right, so we agree on something
better,
at least.
But not to say that.
We have to go.
Somebody that does. No.
All right, come on, we have to go. We have to go. We have to go because at this point we're a little confused as to who you're speaking for. But we want to say thank you. Comrade Tayo.
Thank you.
Aboyeji is the zonal chairman for Newpeng. We want to say thank you so much for coming on the show. We're hoping the government will respond to the demands of Newpeng, and hopefully we can deal with this issue of fuel scarcity. Thank you so much, comrade, for being on the show.
Comrade, thank you so much, and I wish your staff well. I hope they are safe, and I hope the touts don't get more violent.
Currently, we are loading in that office.
Okay. All right.
Because of a letter to governor, we have gone to write himself.
The governor will come out.
The governor will definitely do.
Yeah, he definitely will. Yeah.
All right. That was a very interesting conversation. 53
like
minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. And this is where we actually doff our hats and say goodbye. Thank you, everyone, for being part of the conversation. If you've not read your message or we're not unable to take your thoughts and your comments, it's because we don't have time. My name is Mary Anna Kona. I'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. on What's Up Lagos.
I'll be here with her tomorrow, yeah? Check us out tomorrow. Bye-bye.
All right.